Thank you and good morning, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church at Forest Elm, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and again it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forest Elm. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. And so we invite you to come, and I know you'll receive a blessing from hearing the lessons taught by our Sunday school teachers. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and so we invite you to come to that if you're not able to come to Sunday school. Our evening worship service begins at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our regular preaching hour. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. And so we invite you to come to these services, and we know that if you're looking for a place that you can worship God, that you can understand what God wants for you, that you'll find this at the Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main in Forest Elm, Missouri. We've been speaking the past few Sunday mornings concerning the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross, and right now we're studying saying number four. This saying is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 27, beginning in verse 45. The Bible says, "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lamna sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." This passage of Scripture gives us a word of anguish that Jesus Christ uttered to his Father as he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. I do not believe today that we can rightly understand the anguish that Jesus Christ was going through when he was bearing the sins of the world on the cross of Calvary. I do not believe we can understand what it meant to him to be forsaken of his Father. I really don't think we can even understand how it is that God is separated from God, and yet we know that it was so. Jesus died there for our sins. The Bible tells us about the darkness that came upon the earth when Jesus was hanging on the cross. We remarked last Sunday morning that that darkness was not an eclipse of the sun or the moon, but that was a spiritual darkness that was symbolic of the spiritual darkness that men are in. This morning we'd like to continue in our lesson and think about some of the torments that Jesus Christ went through on the cross of Calvary. Now, we understand that when Jesus was dying on the cross of Calvary, that he was paying for the sins of sinners. That Jesus actually paid the eternities in hell for all of those that were lost that he would save. And so, to understand or to get a very small idea of the torments that Jesus went through on the cross, think of an eternity in the lake of fire. And my, this is incomprehensible to us. We understand that the Bible talks about the rich man who went to hell. And the Bible says there that he was tormented in the flames of hell. The Bible says there that the rich man prayed, but he didn't pray to God because God wouldn't hear his prayer in hell. The Bible said there that the rich man prayed to Abraham instead. But we also find that the rich man didn't have any prayers answered in hell. He continues in torment even unto this very day, having not a drop of water to quench the fire that's upon his tongue. During all of eternity, The lost sinner will be in the process of paying for his share of sin. But will the lost man ever be able to pay the cost of his sin? And I know that there are some people that believe, there are some religions that teach that after a person is in hell for so long, then they'll be able to get out because they'll be able to pay for their sin debt over a period of time. But you know, I don't believe that at all. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches us that when a person is lost and they die without Jesus Christ, that they go into hell for all eternity. And the reason is that they're still sinners. You see, a person goes to hell not because he's mean or not because he's good. He doesn't go to hell because he's rich or because he's poor. He goes to hell because he's lost. He goes to hell because he can't pay his sin debt and he won't trust Jesus to pay it for him. And so here, this lost person will be in hell throughout all eternity and he's still going to be lost while he's in hell. In other words, the lost person will be still sinning even while he is in hell. He will be sinning more and more. And so through all of his torment and all of his trial and all of his grief, he'll never be able to pay out his sin debt because he keeps sinning all the time that he is in eternity in the lake of fire. Jesus paid the cost for all the saved people in just 3 hours. My, that's difficult to imagine, isn't it? How that Jesus could pay for one person's sin in 3 hours, but Jesus paid for all the sin debt of all the saved people in just 3 hours. My, how much torment that did Jesus go through that we might live? Oh, it's inestimable. We cannot discern how much torment that our Savior went through, especially when we will consider this passage of Scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 21. The Bible said, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. He stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in." Here the Bible speaks of men being just like grasshoppers. Oh, what a love that Jesus has for lost sinners, because He looks upon us just like we're grasshoppers. The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians chapter 2 that Jesus took upon Himself the form of a man, and that's just like us being made into a grasshopper. Oh, the love that Jesus has for us. And then He paid the sin debt for us on the cross of Calvary. Notice also here in the book of Matthew 27 and verse 46 that Jesus asked a question, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some people might think, some people might believe that Jesus didn't understand why God had forsaken Him. But let me tell you, Jesus wasn't asking this question because He didn't know. He was asking the question for those that stood by and for us that read about this, that we might study and learn why that Jesus asked this question. If you would, turn to the book of Psalms 22 and let's read together verses 1, 2, and verse 3. Here is prophecy given concerning the death of Jesus Christ. And here it reads, Psalms 22, verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. And here, prophesying Jesus Christ, cry on the cross of Calvary, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But now read what the Bible says in Psalm 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. You see, when we read the passages that connect with Matthew 27 and verse 47, we understand that Jesus knew why He was saying, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? But we don't know. And we need to understand that God is absolutely, totally holy. And He can't stand to look upon sin. And we ought to understand this, that we are sinners. We're born in sin. We're conceived in sin. And if we don't get rid of sin, we're going to die and spend an eternity in the lake of fire. Forever and forever paying for our sin debt and never getting the bill paid. That's why Jesus Christ came and shed His own precious innocent blood on the cross of Calvary, that sinners like you and me could be saved. You see, we need to understand that we're nothing in the sight of God. We don't deserve salvation. That's why we're lost. That's what the word grace means. The word grace means to receive that thing that we do not deserve. And the Bible says that salvation is by grace through faith. We don't have anything to give to God. We cannot come to Him and say, God, on my merits, I command You to save me. We can't do that because we don't have any merit. We're lost sinners. We're hopeless and we're away from God. And Jesus knew that. And so Jesus came and He gave willingly His own blood on the cross of Calvary that we might be saved. Well, did anybody believe what Jesus had done on the cross of Calvary? Was anybody saved as a result that day when they saw the darkness that came and when they heard the anguished cry of our Savior? Let's read what the Bible said in the book of Matthew 27 and verse 47, 48, and 49 once again. The Bible said here, some of them that stood there when they heard that said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come. Well, what do you think? Did any of these people believe? You know, Jesus Christ shed His own precious blood for sinners. And yet today, many, many sinners hear the blessed gospel of Jesus Christ and go on their way wondering if there's anything to it. Let me read to you. When Paul was preaching in the book of Acts chapter 17, and here he was at Athens preaching concerning the unknown God. And after he got all through, and he was preaching concerning the death of Jesus Christ and His burial and His resurrection, and that is the gospel. In Acts chapter 17, read carefully what happened in verse 32. The Bible said, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked. And others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed, among the which was Diophanus the Ephorgite, and a woman named Damaris, and others with them. If you have your Bibles open, I hope that you've understood that when Paul preached, there was three classes of listeners that's clearly defined. Number one, there are those people, when they heard the resurrection of the dead, they mocked. Are you among that category of people that mock when the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is spoken of? And then secondly, there was another group. And that is the group that said, we don't understand this. We want to hear more about the resurrection of the dead. Are you in that group who are lost and still do not understand the truth of the Holy Gospel of God? And then there is a third group, and that is those people that cleave unto Paul because of those things that he taught. And they believed, the Bible said. Now let me ask you the question this morning. What group are you in? Or when you hear of the gospel of Jesus Christ, are you in those people that mock His name? Or are you in that group that say, I want to hear more about it? Or are you in the group that are saved and believe? We leave the question and the answer with you. We do invite you once again to come to the services at Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.